Hello and welcome to the first podcast of Maternal Wellness. I'm Dr. Emma Ead. I'm a GP with a special interest in mental health and an extra special interest in perinatal mental health. The week beginning the 29th of April 2024 is Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week, and I'm really excited to start talking about maternal mental health and raise awareness for this really important topic that is so often forgotten. Mental health is an interesting topic because it's very fragile in every single person. I've seen so many patients that have never had a history of mental illness, and out of the blue, with one or two stresses in their life, unexpectedly they start to experience symptoms. It can be a shocking, confusing, distressing time, and many people don't realise that they are experiencing the symptoms. It's often a partner or a health professional that will pick it up. When mothers present with symptoms, there's an added layer of guilt attached to what they're feeling. Many women don't expect to feel this way and are deeply upset and distressed by the fact that this time of their lives isn't the happiest that they imagined it would be. And it can be a really delicate conversation to have with a patient or a loved one to flag up that you notice that they're suffering, because it can be hurtful to hear from somebody else that you are showing signs of suffering and not coping. And people might be offended, so that can be a delicate conversation to have, but it's one that's so important, because often when you bring it out to the open table and say, hey, I've noticed that you're suffering, what are you feeling? The woman almost has permission to say, yes, I need help. And it can really be liberating, because the whole dynamic of the family unit can change, and things can be happier, more tranquil, and really the whole quality of life of everyone can improve. When I qualified as a GP in 2019, as a female GP, I was seeing many patients in their perinatal journey. So I would see women who were asking about fertility and hoping to become pregnant. I would see women just after they found out that they were pregnant, and all the way through their pregnancy and after. And it's a really special and unique time. It is different to any other time of a person's life. And that's why I've become particularly interested in that time, because it needs to be treated a bit differently than other people who are suffering from mental health problems. I started to notice that there were patterns of women who would present and say very similar things, and I started to understand that there could be potentially a formula for protecting mental health during this time and a formula to trigger mental illness. And so I started working with my patients really closely and had some really good results. A huge risk factor for mental illness during this time is a previous history of mental illness. If a woman has a history of anxiety or depression, even undiagnosed, if they've got traits of these problems at previous times in their life, they are at a hugely increased risk of having these problems during their pregnancy and the postnatal period. If I see a woman in her pregnancy or postnatal period with a history of mental illness, I will flag it up. We'll have an honest conversation and say, I know that you've suffered in the past. Are you suffering now? Are you showing signs of tearfulness, sadness, loss of concentration, irritability? Has your appetite changed? Of course, the sleep is disrupted. Are you getting enough sleep? I mean, everybody needs at least 6 hours in a 24-hour period. Are you getting that? And if not, what can we do to solve that? I encourage my patients who are pregnant to come in before the child is born with their partner or a supportive family member, and we have an honest discussion about what the first 3 months of childhood of that newborn is going to look like. The sleep is going to be disrupted, breastfeeding is exhausting, there's going to be low energy levels, hormonal changes, and a real change to the family dynamic that needs to be expected and encouraged almost. This is a time where things change, and if people work together, it can be a supportive environment. If a woman has the lack of a supportive partner, that can change everything. And it's another huge risk factor that I noticed. So the lack of support in the home. It is something that can make or break the first 3 to 6 months of a newborn coming into your home. A few other risk factors that I noticed were so important to address early on were things like infant feeding. So there's so much pressure on women at the moment to breastfeed, and the benefits are huge, we know about that. But for a woman who feels that they are not able to breastfeed and provide the nutrients for their baby that they want to, it can be devastating. And if that's not sorted out early and a woman supported to make her own empowered choices, it's a huge risk factor for depression and anxiety in the following months. And it's something that I flag up early. Associated with that, silent reflux or not so silent reflux. If a child, a newborn, is vomiting, refluxing after every meal, is crying every time you try and lay them flat, is not thriving or putting on weight, the pressure that puts on the family unit, particularly the mother, is indescribable. It is huge, and it's relatively easily treated. We just need to recognize it and get the support of a healthcare professional, and that child will thrive. But it's something that many women suffer in silence during, and it can really affect the whole dynamics of the family unit and mental health. Contributing to the formula that I described earlier, there are many other features, and I'm going to touch on them more in future podcasts, so watch out for those and make sure that you listen. But another one that I wanted to touch on that I really understood made a difference, a huge difference. If a woman is able to get out of the house, get dressed, put on clothes, put on shoes, and go outside and feel the wind on her face for at least half an hour a day, that seemed to make a significant difference compared to other women who didn't want to go out or were socially isolating and spent days and days inside the home. It can be a really lonely time being trapped inside your house. But it can be difficult to get out as well, and the English weather doesn't help. Something that helps is having a network of other mums with babies exactly the same age who commit to meeting up for a walk in the park or a cup of coffee or just a gentle stretch walking along the high street looking at the shops. It can, again, make or break a situation because a woman tends to be on maternity leave. Obviously, there's more and more paternity leaves coming through, and that's a great thing, great change. But often in those first 3 months, it will be the mother who takes the leave off work. And perhaps your partner needs to go back to work and they are busy all day long. So it can be a lonely time for those 8-9 hours at home on your own with a newborn. Getting out, feeling the sunshine or the rain on your face can provide structure for the day, a change of scenery, and really make you feel better when you go back home. You've done something productive. You've got out. You haven't had to look at the piles of washing up all day long and the guilt that comes with it. You've got dressed. You've brushed your hair. It can change your mental health day by day, and that adds up into overall better positivity and mental health and well-being. Even better is to do that with another person, ideally a mother of a newborn, as I said, because they are going through exactly the same thing as you. Even if they are having an easier time of it, they know exactly what you're talking about. They know about the nighttime feeds and the loneliness and the exhaustion and the frustrations and the washing and all of that stuff that comes with it, and you can offload and really have some great talking therapy with somebody who's going through exactly the same thing as you. There are many things that I've noticed, and too many to touch on for one podcast, but I just wanted to give an overview of what I've noticed, my speciality, and my real interest in this area. So there will be future podcasts to come. Thanks so much for listening, and make sure to stay tuned and watch out for future podcasts. Thanks. This is an advisory podcast. If you feel that you have any symptoms whatsoever of anxiety, depression, or that you're suffering or not coping, or if you feel that anyone in your life has these symptoms, it is essential to talk to your GP or a trusted health advisor today. The safety of your family and the loved ones in your life really depends on it. And I hope that it's clear that how important this problem is. So if you have any issues whatsoever or any concerns, don't hesitate to reach out today.